You're hearing about the Stanley Cup. Apparently has a dent.
Ah.
No worries. Remember, this is the traveling cup.
Yeah.
The real cup resides in Toronto.
Yeah, so. That's right. Well, and I remember when the Red Wings damaged the cup when they won in 97. It pretty happens. Badly, too.
Yeah. Did you hear Tampa? The dive team for the Tampa Bay Police Department, because, you know, they did the boat parade.
Right.
And people were concerned that perhaps there was going to be a recreation of the boat toss.
Oh, yeah.
The Brady to Gronkowski. Yeah.
So the dive team put out a message that said, don't worry, we will be in the parade, and if necessary, we will dive to the depths and retrieve the Stanley Cup just in case. So that was fun.
Yeah.
I want to throw this out there, too. Kind of won the baseball draft, as when the Tigers might have got a shortstop yesterday. High school kid.
You
know, so the future is a few years away, but hey, keep the draft picks in mind, because you don't know. Local pitcher, you know, the Tigers took the kid out of Heritage, Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a Heritage High School in Saginaw Township.
Right.
Spencer Schwellenbach, who's actually playing in Nebraska, who was drafted by Atlanta yesterday.
Oh, very good.
So if I'm not mistaken, out of high school, I think Cleveland drafted him, but he decided to go to college.
Okay.
So he's been very successful as a shortstop. And I think in the last couple of years, he actually got back to pitching, where he was starring for Heritage. Mm-hmm. But so remember that name, Spencer Schwellenbach, with the Atlanta Braves. Where he might go from here, I don't know. But it's just kind of know that there's another one. For as much as we talk about some of the athletes from this area that have gone to pro careers, there could be another one.
There have been some greats from this area, that's for sure.
Yeah, no question about that. All right, so at 8:46, I'm going to toss this out. Fascinated that I did not know all the ins and outs, and really, do we care about the governor recall race in California? But it's going to get attention. You know, the Governor Newsom, I guess they did the petitioning, and September 14th, there'll be a recall. Mm-hmm. A couple of things about this. First of all, yesterday, a Sacramento County Superior Court judge denied Governor Newsom's request. The current governor, he will not be listed with his party affiliation, Democrat, on the recall ballot. Because apparently he failed to designate his party preference when he filed his official response to the recall.
Well, all right. Well, then that's his fault.
How do you overlook that?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's my question is. I mean, you're a politician. You always affiliate yourself with whatever party it is. How do you forget your party? But he did. Representatives for him said it was an inadvertent but good faith mistake.
Not bad.
Oh, okay.
Must be a hand form. In this day and age, most times you fill in a form that's electronic. If you don't fill in all the boxes, it won't let you proceed.
Right.
You have to go back and fill in.
Yeah. Whatever reason.
He has been the governor for the past few years, so I guess name recognition-wise alone.
Probably.
Yeah.
And the recall election is scheduled to take place on September 14th. I did not know this. It says here, according to data from the California Secretary of State's office, there have been 54 previous attempts to recall governors. 54.
Wow.
Only one has been successful.
That was Schwarzenegger,
right? That was Schwarzenegger, yeah. Exactly right.
Gray Davis, is
exactly.
That the governor?
You are correct. Oh, you remember your history well. That was back in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
54 previous attempts. I wonder how close they got.
I don't know.
Did they actually go to votes, or were there 54? It says attempts. Does that mean it was did they do a petition drive and not qualify for the recall?
That could be. That could
I can't believe there have been 54 previous recall elections.
No, I don't think so.
And now here's what I don't understand. It says here, the recall election is scheduled to take place September 14th. Voters will be asked first whether they want to recall Governor Newsom, and if they do, who they want to replace him.
All right.
And it will take at least 50% of voters to vote in favor of recalling Newsom for the election to move forward. So is it that same ballot thing? Is it like you're going to vote on the same thing that, yes, you want the recall, and if so, here's who I vote for?
Probably. That's what I would imagine.
Or you're going to say, no, I don't want it to go forward, then you wouldn't vote for anybody.
That's right.
Okay. It just seemed kind of weird to me. And the winner it will take at least 50% of voters to vote in favor of recalling him. So you have to have at least 50. And then if that happens, the winner will be whichever candidate receives the highest number of votes of the 60 60 candidates who are running to replace him. 60 candidates.
That's crazy.
How is anyone going to know about all seats? They're not going
they're
to
not.
Know about all
no,
seats.
No, they're not.
They're not.
So talk about where name recognition might come in handy for the governor himself or for others who have pretty good name recognition, like, well, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger did.
Well, yeah. Like, when
he ran and he got his attention. So I just find that, you know, I don't know all the ins and outs of how it works, but, man, that's going to be weird. September 14th, because it's going to get attention. You can bet on that, as California always does and the things that happens out there.
Yeah. Well, 60
different
candidates.
What's it take to get on the ballot?
Not, apparently
it can't take
not
that much if you've got 60 people on the, you know, it doesn't usually you have to get petition signatures or something like that, or...
To get on the ballot? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what California is. I'm not sure.
Do I care to look it up?
I mean...
I don't know. We'll find out. Just...
I mean, it is the seventh largest economy in the world. I understand why it's big, but, you know, after visiting out there for a few times and seeing houses on stilts on mountain cliffs, I said, you know, I'm just going to stay in Michigan because I think Michigan's stable. It's going to stick around for a lot longer.
And in California, yeah, I mean, let's face it, they've had their wildfires and problems there. They had earthquakes out there.
Yeah.
All kinds, yeah.
Heat waves that are
heat
intolerable.
Waves out there, you know, they got enough.
Yeah, right.
We'll stay in Michigan.
We will.